This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. France, Germany, and Italy resumed use Friday of a coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca, while British Prime Minister Boris Johnson got his shot after health officials sought to allay concerns the shot could cause blood clots. The European nations resumed inoculations after the European Medicines Agency said the AstraZeneca University of Oxford vaccine was safe and effective. The World Health Organization's director, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said a WHO committee's review indicated the vaccine's tremendous potential to prevent infections and reduce deaths.
COVID-19 is a deadly disease, and the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine can prevent it.
Johnson rolled up his sleeve at St. Thomas Hospital in London, the same hospital where he was in intensive care after coming down with COVID-19 last year. Germany and Italy are trying to avoid a third wave of coronavirus infections, while France is experiencing its highest caseload in months. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is relaxing its social distancing guidelines for schools, saying students can now sit 3 feet apart. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The CDC is moving away from its earlier 6-foot standard, which sharply limited how many students some schools could accommodate. It's now recommending students can safely sit just 3 feet apart in classrooms, with the caveat.
These recommendations are specific to students in classrooms with universal mask wearing.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says kids should stay 6 feet from each other during lunch and any activities involving a lot of people talking, cheering, or singing, like sporting events. Teachers and other adults should also be 6 feet apart from each other and students. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Security forces in Myanmar fired live rounds and tear gas on coup protesters Friday, reportedly killing at least 9 people in separate incidents. The reported killings and the arrests of several demonstrators in Angban occurred as protesters again took to the streets there and elsewhere, including the cities of Yangon and Mandalay and the towns of Mingjin, Kata, and Miawadi, according to witnesses and media reports. 7 protesters were shot dead, and another shooting victim died after being taken to a hospital in the nearby town of Kalaw, according to the Reuters news agency. Reuters also reported a demonstrator was killed in the northeastern town of Luai Ka. There are also media reports and witness accounts that people are fleeing the country as the crackdown has intensified, during which more than 230 people have been killed and about 2,000 arrested since the February 1st coup. U.S. diplomats have had serious discussions with their counterparts from China in Alaska and will not let theatrics from the Chinese side distract from laying out their principles and having tough conversations. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jelena Porter told a briefing Friday, "We know that sometimes these diplomatic presentations can be exaggerated or maybe even aimed at a domestic audience, but we're not letting the theatrics from the other side stop us from doing what we're intending to do in Alaska." She said Thursday's talks were serious discussions. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials are set to conclude their talks in Alaska later Friday. The 2021 World Happiness Report finds the coronavirus has brought a year of fear and anxiety, loneliness and lockdown, illness and death, but has not crushed people's spirits. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The study finds while emotions changed as the pandemic set in, longer-term satisfaction with life was less affected. Co-author Columbia University economist Jeffrey Sachs says, "What we have found is that when people take the long view, they've shown a lot of resilience in this past year." Surveys asked respondents to indicate on a 1 to 10 scale how much social support they feel they have if something goes wrong, their freedom to make their own life choices and more. Issues that affected the well-being of people living in the US included racial tensions and growing income inequality between the richest and poorest residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.